This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1. RC-42326. Star Wars, Shadows of the Empire, by Steve Perry. Copyright 1996 by Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. Read by Chuck Benson. This book contains 340 pages on 8 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Library of Congress annotation. In this companion to The Empire Strikes Back, RC-16395, Darth Vader still lives and rivals Zizor, an equally powerful villain. While rebel hero Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia mount an attempt to free Han Solo, Vader and Zizor vie for primacy. In an explosive showdown, the rebel fleet attacks Zizor's stronghold in deep space. A Star Wars novel, 1996. From the book jacket. Featuring such stellar authors as Timothy Zahn, Vonda N. McIntyre, Kevin J. Anderson, and Barbara Hambly, the best-selling Star Wars, registered trademark, novels have extended the vision of George Lucas's original blockbuster film trilogy, chronicling the further adventures of Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, and Han Solo. Now, for the first time ever, comes a novel that reveals an untold story that took place between the movies The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. A novel in which Darth Vader still lives and battles a new villain every bit as evil and powerful as the Dark Lord of the Sith himself. His name is Zizor, underlord of a galaxy-wide criminal organization called Black Sun. He seeks to displace Darth Vader as Emperor Palpatine's right hand. To do so, he will hatch a brilliantly evil plan to discredit Vader in the Emperor's eyes. But in the meantime, he will join the Dark Lord in an unholy alliance whose common target is the young rebel hero, Luke Skywalker. While Vader and Zizor bait their trap for Luke, Han Solo is being held captive, flash frozen in a carbonite slab. Mourning the loss of the man she loves, Princess Leia mounts a rescue mission to free Han. She enlists the aid of Luke, who is sharpening his skill in the Force at Ben Kenobi's home on the edge of Tatooine's western dune sea. Skywalker organizes a crack fighting force, including Wedge Antilles and his famous X-Wing squadron, Lando Calrissian, and the mercenary Dash Rendar. Yet the fierce battle that ensues to rescue Han will not go according to plan, for the Empire's spies are everywhere. What's worse, though he is cold and reptilian, Zizor has a certain predatory charisma that not even Leia can totally resist. Against the judgment of Chewbacca, who has promised Han to keep her from harm, Leia walks willingly into Zizor's lair in a dangerous play of passion and willpower to get the information she needs to defeat him. At the same time, Luke stands in the crosshairs of a conspiracy of assassins and bounty hunters recruited by Zizor's lieutenant, the beautiful but lethal human replicant, Guri. As the struggle between Zizor and Vader intensifies, Luke finds himself the potential prize of the two most evil entities in the galaxy, one who wants him alive and one who wants him dead. In a final explosive showdown, the rebels must infiltrate Zizor's impregnable stronghold and fight the combined forces of Black Sun and the Empire in deep space. With death and betrayal looming on every side, Luke, Leia, Lando, and Chewie must use every weapon and resource at their disposal, including the rebel fleet and some intriguing new allies, if they are to prove victorious. In Shadows of the Empire, Steve Perry adds an exciting new chapter to the Star Wars saga and introduces important new characters and situations no Star Wars fan will want to miss. About the author. Steve Perry is the author of dozens of science fiction and fantasy novels, the most recent of which is Spin Doc, and numerous teleplays for a variety of series. He lives in Oregon with his wife, who publishes a small monthly newspaper. For Diane, and for Tom Mississippi Dupree, who put me in the rotation and thus let me get a chance to bat. Acknowledgements. I could not have written a book set in such a wonderfully rich and complex universe as this all by myself. I had help, lots of it, and I owe thanks to many people. You should know who they are. My apologies to any I might have missed, and the usual caveat applies. If I screwed up their input, it is my fault and not theirs. If you are a fan of the books, comics, games, or movies, you'll probably recognize some of these names. My gratitude goes to Tom Dupree, Howard Rothman, Lucy Wilson, Sue Rastoni, and Alan Kosh, John Knowles, Steve Dotterman, and Larry Holland, Bill Slavicek, Bill Smith, Mike Richardson, Ryder Windham, Killian Plunkett, and John Wagner, Timothy Zahn, Kevin J. Anderson, and Rebecca Moesta, Gene Nagger, Diane Donnell and Dal Perry, Katie Jo Ivey, and Roxanne de Bergerac. I'd also like to thank the fans in the Star Wars forum on America Online. I got some great ideas as I lurked and listened there. And last, but certainly not least, thanks to the man who dreamed up, then built this absolutely terrific toy in the first place, George Lucas. Appreciate it, gang. Really.